Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, like our friends up there in Michigan on AM 660, The Boot. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there delivering the mail from point A to B. Let's not forget our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to where it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon folks in the warehouse, and we've got our Amazon drivers as well listening to us. We appreciate them for that. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, California way, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Guess what the temperature is here right now?
Don't know. What is it?
70.
Really?
70. It was 80 degrees today. Holy cow. Well, summer is back.
Yeah,
well, spring is
like Florida. Yeah.
Spring is back, yeah. And everybody was happy. And, boy, you could see the tourists out today, the people that are down here from Illinois for the big football game coming up, the college game over at Raymond James, which will be played, I believe it's Monday. And then we've got the folks from Mississippi State that are wandering around. Of course, they wander around in shorts anyway when it gets warm, so no problem there. But the folks from Illinois were something to watch.
Yes.
You know why, don't you?
Why is that?
White legs, white arms.
Okay.
I mean, whiter than the T-shirts they had on, some of them. All right. I got to quit doing that. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's been a lot of news happening in the last 24 hours, and some of which from 2 and 3 days ago is just now showing up in the chat room. We've talked about some of the stuff I just saw go in there a couple seconds ago, about 2 and 3 days ago for the most part. But not to wager on old news, we need to wager on this new story that came out. They think, and I'm going to use the word suspect, they think that they've caught the prime suspect in the murders of those four kids in Idaho in Pennsylvania, and they were apparently tracking him for several days as he was moving east in the vehicle he was driving, and that was the key, the vehicle.
Well, that's right, Captain. That's the white Hyundai Elantra, I believe, that they were searching for. And the press conference from the authorities earlier on Friday was very interesting indeed. There's not everything that they can divulge at this point because it is an ongoing investigation. And they're actually asking the community, Captain, anybody who knows this person or who has interacted with this person over time to contact the authorities to give them any information they might have to aid them in their investigation. These are gruesome murders. The community there, of course, now is breathing a little easier, not with the idea that somebody is in custody at this point.
Well, it appears that there may be an accomplice to this. There may be a second person, and that was inferred to several different times yesterday. And I'm just waiting to see and to hear. And it would make sense because how do you systematically kill four people? In one case, I guess he took two people out at the same time. How do you simultaneously do that without having some sort of help somewhere along the line?
That is a very good question.
And making a bunch of noise, I might add.
Well, that, and it takes a lot out of a person, obviously, in these kinds of violent acts, you're right. It's very interesting if it could have been done by one person. Something else, Captain, that evidently, and the police I don't believe were confirming as yet, as far as I know, was that this individual asked the authorities upon his arrest, have you arrested anybody else? So that does seem to strongly imply, if this is in fact what was said, that there might have been others involved.
Well, the other thing is the girls, from what I've heard, what little I've heard, because they're not saying much, the girls apparently put up a fight, and there was a sign of a defensive struggle with their hands and whatnot, which is women use that to scratch people and all that. So there's got to be some DNA evidence floating around somewhere, which you would think would lead them to a suspect or suspects.
Well, that's very true, and that, of course, is likely what happens in that kind of when you're fighting for your life. There's going to be a lot of evidence in that home. A lot of people may have passed through there, so they're going to have to try to weed all of that out. But obviously, Captain, they're very good at what they do, and they're not going to stop until they get to the truth.
Right, and we'll just sit back and relax and see what happens. Wait for the details to come in. All right, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more here in a week. In addition to the Captain's America Third Watch, don't go anywhere. It's going to be a newsy kind of night, if you know what I mean.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Nat Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. And before we go to Kyle and a caller we have on the line, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they, of course, have been on a mission for a number of years. I've been with them for 9 years now. I've been taking their product for 9 years, ever since I first heard about it. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. If it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. But I have a problem, as most of you know, with some injuries that I've suffered. And the only thing that seems to work on it is the Relief Factor, because it continues to control the swelling, the inflammation, the pain that I'm in. And that's what I need to do. And at one time, I did take some prescription drugs, but I got rid of that because I didn't like the way it made me feel. So Relief Factor, which is all natural, no drugs in it at all, and it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order the $19.95, take a look at the other things they have besides the three-week quick start, because they do have some vitamins and supplements over there too, which are all good, and I do take some of their supplements. So there you go. Relieffactor.com/captain. You won't be sorry. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Before we go to the caller, I want to establish something here. Unemployment is a big problem in a lot of big blue cities, right?
Sure.
How about a couple of small blue cities in California and on the Arizona-California border? You ready?
Yep.
El Central California, which is known for its produce, correct?
Right.
The unemployment rate there is 16.7%.
Wow, that is
and that is an agricultural town, So it tells me they must not be producing any agricultural products.
Well, that and other factors, I'm sure, yes.
Well, then there's another one, Yuma, Arizona. Now, Yuma, Arizona, right about now, should be really just plugging along with tomatoes, with cucumbers, with lettuce, not only the green leaf lettuce, but the romaine lettuce and all that. And I haven't heard a lot of stuff about Yuma, and the unemployment rate there is the second highest in the country, 16.3%, both of them blue cities.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's really significant numbers.
So is this because the illegals are coming across the border? There's border crossings at both those cities, I might add. They're coming across the border and they're kind of staying there in that area? Is that what this is all about?
It could very well be. And, of course, also, generally speaking, in many ways, the economy in and of itself is hurting. But, of course, when you get to some of these more outer areas like El Centro and so forth, I'm sure it just is worse than it can be. If you were in a different area that had a lot more bustle to it, shall we say.
Okay, well, let's listen to another faraway country that's going to chime in here in a minute. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, we've got the used-to-be, wanted-to-be, but couldn't-be mayor of Clearwater, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. So here's the thing, Kyle. During the midterms, unfortunately, the red wave did not happen.
Except for Florida.
Except for Florida, absolutely, Captain. So here's what I want to bring up, Kyle. This administration in the last 2 years, I believe personally, now I could be wrong, but just my belief, this administration has done more damage in 2 years than probably any other president that I can remember in my lifetime. So we barely win the House, and now we have this infighting, this whole debacle with Kevin McCarthy, and now they're saying, well, he might not have the votes, and Tuesday, folks, that's when this new Congress is going to be coming into play. This isn't good, Kyle, because if we're infighting already and we just barely getting started, you know, we have to work for the next 2 years, whether it's messaging or whatever we have to do, to make sure that in 2 years we get a Republican in the White. This country cannot handle 4 more years of a Gavin Newsom or any other Democratic person who's going to simply run this country into the ground. So what do we need to do, Kyle? We can't be fighting like this. We have to get the right people in there, and we have to mean business. So what do we have to do to get a Republican president, whether it's Trump or whoever it might be, in the White House in the next 2 years so we can try to start repairing the damage that's been done? Thank you so much.
All right. Happy New Year. Let me just say something before you start, Kyle. There are three people who have a lot to lose that are bringing this up and challenging McCarthy. One of them is Andy Biggs. He obviously said that he was going to run against McCarthy a while ago, and that's fine. But he has a lot to lose because he could wind up alienating some people and lose some of his choice committee assignments. That's number one. Number two is Matt Gaetz, who has a big windbag. And I've said this before, and I'll say this again. His own worst enemy is him running his mouth. He wants to be the superstar of who he are. How's that for a little slang?
Exactly.
He wants to be the superstar and the full attention of what it is that he does. He wants to be the man. Well, he's not going to be the man because there's skeletons in his closet. If they come out, he's done. D-O-N-E, done. Mark my words. And then there's a third guy whose name escapes me, but he wanted to run for senator, and he almost did, but he ran for Congress again. And he wants to be the senator from the state that he's in. And he was told that just keep your nose clean, and you'll have the Senate nomination, this, that, and the other. Well, this nonsense will cost him his chance for the Senate. Mark my words, because he's been told. And I don't doubt at all that there's going to be at least one vote where McCarthy won't have enough votes to be the Speaker of the House. But you've got to take a look at the big picture and everything that's involved. And it's not like we're playing softball, folks. We're playing hardball. and we're playing hardball with somebody who's been in the Congress, who's actually won at what he's been doing. Think about this for a second. Look at all the stuff that they've stopped in the House of Representatives that could have gone through automatically had it not been for Kevin McCarthy. It's a lot worse than what it appears to be if you paid attention. And a lot of these people have short memories. They've not paid attention to what McCarthy has actually stopped with some of the things that he's done. He's the lesser of two evils, and he's just conceded to allowing a rule change to be made on the Speaker of the House, where instead of having to have a 51% vote in the House to get rid of the Speaker, it could be one person that brings it up, puts it out on the floor, and away you go. So that's the one thing he's done to concede. So he has a lot of confidence that he's going to do a good job. And to that I say, give the man a chance.
Well, absolutely. And also, I think Mike was asking about what can the Republicans do. Well, I do think, Captain, that the Democrats are very good at doing one particular thing, and that is closing ranks.
Oh, yeah.
They're good at presenting a monolithic appearance, at the very least. I know that it's not monolithic, but the Republicans are a little bit different than that. The Republicans sometimes can be all over the place. There's so many things wrong right now that the Democrats are perpetrating, making worse, this kind of thing. The border, we can go on and on, right?
Sure.
But I do think that the Republicans would do well to pick something and run with it. We saw something like this with the Democrats this last go around in the midterms, which was they're going to harp on abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing was abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So that strategy is something the Republicans might do well to adopt, and that is to have a central message. Everybody's pushing for the same goal, and that's how you're going to be able, I think, to win the White House. If it's all over the place and everybody's fighting, everybody's got a different message and something's more important to me than it is to you, then we're going to have chaos.
And, of course, a New York Democrat has now teased a Santos model bill to punish the congressman for lying. If you lie, you could be voted on being expelled from the Congress. And that was put forth by a New York congressman who's a neighbor to where this Santos guy is coming in. But what I think they're going to do there is I think they're going to seat him, because they cannot seat him. If they, you know, there's just no reason not to seat him, lie or not. Guess what? Does anybody other than me forget the people that have lied in the past and gotten away with it and nothing's been done?
Well, he won
that?
The election, right? He won the election,
yeah.
And so yeah, they don't have some basis to not seat him, but who knows what the future could bring? Yeah.
No, but they'll do to him, and hold that thought. They'll do to him what they did to Marjorie Taylor Greene. They'll quiet him down, sit him off in a corner somewhere, and he'll be there to vote on the bills and whatnot, but he won't be able to put anything out on the floor or any of that. So that's probably what will happen. Mark my words. We'll know on Tuesday for sure. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USC USA News Update. COVID-19 case rates appear on the rise in places across the U.S. as we enter the heart of winter. In the Northeast, there is a reported surge in a new variant of the virus called XBB.
It turns out XBB and some of the variants that have arisen ever since is the most sticky, the most contagious version of the virus yet.
In New England, the rate of COVID XBB spread has more than quintupled since the beginning of December. It is now considered the dominant strain of COVID in that region. Of course, the CDC still recommends getting vaccinated and boosted. Philadelphia Eagles star quarterback Jalen Hurts, doubtful to play Sunday against New Orleans. Hurts' right shoulder injury caused him to miss last week's matchup as well. Team officials believe his injury has progressed to the point he is expected back, quote, sooner than later, with a return next week possible if needed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Now, you folks have heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and his company for a number of years now since I've been representing them. And I use their products, so therefore I know a little bit something about some of the stuff they got going on. Now, it really made me feel good when I saw that they had taken the bath towels and put them back on sale. And the reason why is because these aren't just an ordinary set of bath towels. It's almost like having a beach towel for a bath towel. They're that big. And the hand towels that they have are almost the size of a bath towel. They're that big. And the washcloths are also large and in charge. How's that? Now, they're really good, and you can save up to $50 on these right now. Up to $50. They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. The MyPillow slippers are marked off 50%, the brand new ones that he's got out. The other slippers are marked down some $90 a pair, the ones that he's clearing out so that he can get rid of the rest of them and go with the new style that he's got, which have got more padding in the bottom and make it more comfortable to go walking around instead of, you know, worrying about stepping on something and you feel it down at the bottom of your feet. And I got a pair of the new ones. I got a pair of the old ones, and the new ones are really, really Nice. But you can go over to MyPillow.com, and you'll see a link there, a logo link for the Radio Listener Specials page. You click on that, and then you get into that page and activate it and use the all the discounted prices that are in there, because that's where the big discounts are. You'll need a promo code. The promo code will always be the word Captain. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And take advantage of the great radio specials over there. That's MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain. Telephone number 800-641-5459. And happy shopping to you, because you're going to love it. You are going to love it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, there's so much we could talk about tonight, but I have to pay my respects to a legend in television and radio. And it's someone that I remember when she first started. Barbara Walters passed away tonight at the age of 93. She was a leader for these other women that came along, because most people don't remember that when she started out on the radio. She was on NBC News in New York City. I remember listening to her. And then she suddenly showed up on the Today Show with Dave Galloway. Remember him?
Right, right.
And she worked her way up the ladder, and she became a star there, and then, as fate would have it, she continued to move along and wound up going to ABC and was a star there and had a lot of different programs that she was a part of. But she was the one that started The View. And when she started The View, it was actually a news program. How about that? Featuring women reporters. It was giving women a chance to show their smarts, if you will, on the television and the news. And it probably stayed that way for the first 5 years, maybe 6 years of the program before it got twisted around into something else.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, we're hearing a lot of accolades pouring in for Barbara Walters. She was a professional. She was a trailblazer, like you're saying. You know, she was able to do things in the broadcast industry that women had not done up until that time, and she really paved the way for that. So I think we all owe her a great debt, and we've all learned something from Barbara Walters along the way. She was a staple. She was one of those people that, you know, when she was going to do an interview or she was breaking the story or she was talking, that you knew that she had that integrity, that that she had researched it, that she was, as I said, a professional broadcaster. And so she will be missed in the but we're richer for her having been part of our lives, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I get that. And, you know, we'll certainly miss her with some of the things that she would come out and say from time to time. But she's definitely earned all the accolades that were given to her. And I know she herself didn't care for what happened to the program that she started, The View, and the way that they had twisted that around to where they were all going after each other.
Well, that's because I think she operated in sort of a different sphere. As you talked about having women reporters or journalists come on the program and talk about the issues in a thoughtful way, and I think that's where Barbara Walters was always coming from. And so others, though, it becomes something different, shall we say. It's no longer thoughtful. It's just more, it's like a political pop stuff, and it just doesn't really hit home.
Now, amidst the soaring COVID-19 infections in China, the United States is considering sampling plain wastewater to track the emerging virus variants that are out there. Health experts in the United Kingdom estimate approximately 11,000 people per day are now dying from the disease in China.
Yeah, exactly. So we're, you know, it's interesting how as the COVID virus changes and the outbreaks change and the way we track it changes, it's going to be very interesting to see if we can avoid some of the more draconian things that have happened in the past. I know that China itself has been dealing with a lot of pushback, and in a country like China, the way that it's run, the whole system, for them to even respond a little bit to that, I think is really telling.
Now, the Department of Health and Human Services officials are proposing new federal regulations that claim they will better protect the religion and conscientious rights of the individuals' rights of conscience as protected by federal statutes. It was posted in the Federal Register on December 29th for a 60-day comment period, after which officials in the HHS Office for Civil Rights will post the final version before implementation. Now, what did Biden call the guy from California that's in charge, Acevedo or something like that?
Yeah, he renamed him one day at the early on in the administration.
Well,
your name is now thus and such.
Yeah, well, right. The former congressman from California who's in charge of that said the proposal is intended to follow up litigation that bogged down in May of 2019 when the final rule was issued by the HHS during the Trump administration that sought to ensure that healthcare providers, including doctors and nurses and administrators, who object on religious or other conscious grounds to procedures such as abortion-assisted suicide, sterilization, or transgendering surgeries, would not be penalized for their beliefs, because the Trump administration said, nope, we're not going to condone any of this stuff, period. Boom, gone.
Well, you know, Captain, I think this brings up a really good question. What does it mean to have a state religion? You know, the idea of the separation of church and state is that the state was not going to establish a religion, right?
Well, you could always ask the English with the Church of England.
Precisely. But the idea is that people were not going to be compelled to accede to certain belief systems and these kinds of things. So it's interesting that in the secular world has actually created its own quote unquote religion, that if you don't bow at the altar of that, namely abortion or other things like that, because you object on seriously held religious grounds based on traditional faith based like the Bible, for example, traditional Christian faith, for example, that you're going to be penalized for that. And so that's a big question in our society. How is the government now going to impose its views on you? That's something that we're going to continue, I think, to see a real struggle with.
So Vladimir Putin apparently is having problems again with his military. We talked about this a couple of days ago, where he was feeling more isolated because of the fact that he'd lost a couple of generals again. They had passed away mysteriously. But I think those are his own people doing that. And nobody fell out of a window. They just died for whatever reason. And he seems to be, I guess the word would be isolated if you need to use a word, but he's being very quiet as the war drags into 2023. Now, the reason for that is because a lot of his generals and a lot of his military don't care for the attacks on the civilians. They think that's the wrong way to go about doing this, because all it does is alienate and fire up the Ukrainian army to the point to where, guess what? They are now going to be getting, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Challenger tanks from the U.S. We are going to be sending them Challenger tanks that will change the battlefield immensely. All right.
Yep.
Hold that thought. Be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Wait till the Ukrainians get those tanks. You're going to see all kinds of stuff going on then. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke?
Quite a while. Played it right now because I had a request for it from one of our drivers up there in Wyoming tonight, and we'll be talking about Wyoming in a minute because they got some weather up there going to delay you a little bit. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there, grab yourself a cup of coffee, maybe you want to get you a cold soda or whatever to go along with it, and don't forget to hit the deli. Oh man, the chicken wings that are there and those potatoes they got, holy smokes, you're going to love it, you're going to love it, you're going to love it. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Mr. Kyle, what is going on out yonder?
Well, Captain, out west tonight, of course, we're watching for this atmospheric river that once again is going to bring a lot of rain into California.
I see it.
In the northern area and also into Southern California. We're expecting some New Year's Eve rain, some heavy rain at times, with even possibilities of flooding in different parts of the state, and especially here in Southern California. So everybody's going to be battening down the hatches as everybody gets their little noisemakers and New Year's Eve party hats out. It could be a wet one.
Might need an umbrella and a raincoat.
That's exactly right. Also, if we get up into Nevada right now, up in Reno, it looks like they're reading snow, very cold temperatures. We've got a significant storm moving through western Nevada this New Year's weekend, and that's going to continue on into the new year as well. So you want to be careful if you're driving up on I-80 coming out of Reno. We definitely got winter weather advisories all through the state of Nevada. As we talked about California, of course, we've got aerial flood watches going on. We also have winter storm warnings down in Arizona near Phoenix, on over into the parts of western New Mexico. We've got also winter storm watches north of Albuquerque, winter storm and avalanche warnings in southern Colorado down near Durango, and then up in, I should say, west of Denver coming out to I-70. We've got winter storm warnings and avalanche watches as well as you head on over to Utah. Likewise, coming up Interstate 15 starting at St. George, in southern Utah all the way up to parts of southern Idaho. We have winter storm warnings there. And you mentioned Wyoming, Captain. We do have high wind warnings around Cheyenne, of course. We've also got winter storm watches and warnings there as you head up Interstate 25 and as you go into central Wyoming as well. If you're heading out I-80, heading up towards Elk Mountain, be careful there because you're probably going to be encountering rain and snow at the very least. And winter storm watch all the way over as you head over towards Utah this weekend. So please do be careful out there. More next hour, and back to the captain.
All right, we're going to North Dakota, central part of North Dakota, from right about Fargo all the way over west of Bismarck. You got about 150 miles of fog, dense fog, and then that fog goes up about 100 miles north up off from I-94, and that fog also goes down into the central part of South Dakota tonight, and just over the border there at Fargo on I-29. So it is dense fog. There's a dense fog advisory. Then as we move down into Nebraska and the southern part of South Dakota, We've got some mixture of rain and perhaps some ice pellets and maybe some freezing rain is starting in. It was rain earlier, but now we're seeing the changeover as the temperature starts to drop again there in the western part of Nebraska. Now, we're going to have some interesting weather down below in East Texas and Louisiana and Mississippi all the way over to Florida. If you're traveling along I-10 right now, from Houston east all the way to Pensacola, you're going to be in some zero visibility fog. And I mean, it's really going to be thick. And the closer you are to the water, the thicker the fog is going to be. The fog is going to go up into Mississippi, go up into Louisiana, all the way to the top. So you'll be up on it when you come across I-20 tonight coming out of Texas, up there, the east part of Texas. And you'll be in it all the way to just about the river, Mississippi River. And then it's south of I-20 coming across Mississippi and in the southwestern corner of Alabama right now on down to Mobile and over towards Pensacola. Now, there is also some deep, dense fog in South Florida to include the Alligator Alley area and Naples and over towards Fort Lauderdale. So be advised of that. You're going to be in fog down there. There's also going to be some fog up in the, North Carolina, coming up out of South Carolina. That's probably going to be I-85, it looks like, up in that area going through the mountains when you get up there before you get to Greensboro, just a little bit east of Charlotte. So be advised of that. We have some unsettled weather also up into Iowa tonight, where we could be getting some fog as well. Temperatures are such warmer temperatures with some colder air coming across, so that's what's making the fog happen. Also in the East Coast, the big cities over there, we're going to see some fog along New York City, Long Island way. Might see some rain there tonight. A little bit of rain, but nothing all that bad. So there you go. Going to be windy down around Virginia, down around Chesapeake Bay and whatnot. So you'll have some wind down there. And that's what you're looking at tonight in that area. And one last little thing. Down in the valley in Texas, that's Harlingen, Brownsville down there, there is some fog offshore that looks like it's going to be coming onshore in a little while, so be advised of that. Okay, Kyle, take it away. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and why we might want to camp out there.
Well, you might want to camp out there because it's a great place to camp out if you've got some bad weather and you pull your truck and your rig into there. You definitely may be able to find a place where you can find safe harbor. So definitely check out pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations function right there on the front page of their website, and you'll be able to find the location nearest you. And don't forget, you want to become a part of the My Rewards Plus app because that means you're going to be able to earn points. You're going to be able to get great offers and also be able to access the many great different amenities that they have for our professional drivers and truckers out there. And also, when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills, and try that instead of 15 fills with the other guys. So definitely go to pilotflyingj.com, check out the My Rewards Plus app, and when you pull in, be sure to get a hot cup of coffee, hot chocolate, something hot to eat, something great to eat, because they've got it all for you right there at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers.
All right, and remember, those of you on I-10 coming out of Texas, just east of Houston, all the way across to Pensacola, you are in an extremely dense fog advisory area along I-10. And the closer you get to the water, the worse the fog. So please be careful and remember to slow down. If you can't see, they can't see either. So slow it down. All right, Kyle and I will be back with more right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. And we're going to let this guy here in the Radidio take us out. So, Mr. Radidio guy, have at it.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.